Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the weekend forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, today sunny with a high near 17 degrees, wind chill values as low as 7 below, northwest wind 3 to 7 miles an hour. Tonight partly cloudy with a low around 3 below zero, wind chill values as low as 11 below. Saturday partly sunny with a high near 23, wind chill values as low as 6 below, south wind 6 to 13 miles per hour with gusts as high as 22 miles per hour. Saturday night mostly cloudy with a low around 12. Sunday partly sunny with a high near 23 degrees. And in the news for today, the Vernon County Health Department in their latest weekly COVID-19 update is reporting that the community transmission is rated at very high. There were 226 confirmed cases of the virus in the county as of Thursday this week, with 7 new hospitalizations and 2 deaths due to complications from the virus. And in state news, Republican and U.S. Marine veteran Kevin Nicholson launched a campaign for governor on Thursday that is as much against Wisconsin Republicans as it is about unseating Democratic incumbent Governor Tony Evers. That from the Milwaukee State Journal this morning. The 44-year-old Delafield business consultant compared himself to former President Donald Trump in making his announcement, noting the state party he's at odds with in Wisconsin wouldn't support the former president in his first run either, instead throwing support behind U.S. Senator Ted Cruz, who ultimately won Wisconsin's 2016 GOP presidential primary. Nicholson will now be challenging former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clefish, who served in Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker's administration for 8 years. While Nicholson enters the race for governor as an underdog, he's a formidable candidate in part because of who's backing him. Richard Uihlein, the Illinois businessman and co-founder of the Pleasant Prairie-based shipping supply and packing company, Uihlein. Uihlein has spent millions supporting Nicholson's unsuccessful run for Senate in 2018. Uihlein and his wife Elizabeth spent $68 million on federal candidates in the 2020 election cycle alone, making them the 4th largest donors in the nation. Uihlein issued a statement earlier this week unambiguously endorsing Nicholson, calling him, quote, one of the very few people who can shake things up in the state, the Journal Sentinel continued. And in another state news story, the Wisconsin Examiner is reporting today that with a mix of direct rebates to taxpayers, tax credits, and education funding increases, Governor Tony Evers rolled out a plan on Thursday for more than one-third of the state's projected $3.8 billion revenue surplus. The $1.7 billion proposal detailed in draft legislation includes $815.7 million to send checks of $150 to every resident and a $611 million boost to public education. It provides $111 million to the university system and $28 million to technical colleges. The plan also includes doubling the state's child care tax credit and a new tax credit for the expenses borne by family caregivers for elderly or disabled people. Combined, the tax credits would be valued at $131.8 million, according to preliminary estimates. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.